Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Oh, let's get after it.
Let's go ahead and do this.
Let's go.
Are you good? You ready to go?
I'm ready, dude.
Ready to do it, Adrian? You good?
I'm ready to
go, baby. Okay, man. Just making sure we're all set and ready. Although, no one would deny, I believe, any one of us for going. Woo! That was a long month this weekend.
Yes, it was.
You know?
Yes, it was.
It was good. How great was this? One of the greatest Labor Day weekends ever in this city?
Yeah, it was incredible. The energy was electric. It was great.
I'll take it. Wild. Every day of the week, it was amazing.
Hey, did you cover the hot dog eating?
Yes. The most ridiculous, best thing of the weekend. We'll get
didn't.
To it.
I don't know. Oh, when we say what was the absolute best
Yes,
part
we'll
of
get
weekend.
To it here in a few.
Thank you for the tease.
Got you.
For the first pick. Just a minute. Again, we'll move forward with this around 7 with Lindsay Pinnefell from Vegas Pet Rescue Project. I didn't get into it with somebody in the... Here's the problem. After, you know, last week, Mrs. America doing this show, then I had the kickoff classic, which was
insane. Right. It looked amazing.
At Allegiant, there was an Aces game in the middle of that on Friday night, all of that stuff. So I was crushing beers yesterday for a little bit. And then I bought shoes. Do I just sound like...
What?
Man,
you throw a PSL into the mix and I am just a basic B, aren't I? crushing drinks.
Well, what kind of shoes were they?
You know what
Nikes?
I'm buying. Of course.
Yeah.
Nikes.
Nikes.
You know.
Cutie.
Buying Jordans.
Yeah, good. Yeah,
idiot. That's why we can't... That's why we don't have any... We have nice things at our house. They're all Jordans. other than that, we don't have anything nice at our house. No, but then I got into the comments with somebody who was like, why do I demand answers for justice for Reba?
Oh.
I demand, why don't we know anything? And it was like, first of all, it's not really any of our business.
Yeah.
You know, they don't know you. No, thank you for your passion.
Sure.
But
also trying to find the answers.
Well, yeah. And no one owes you an update. And do you really want, and if you know, then the perpetrators also know. And do you really want to have them tipped off?
Yeah.
At this moment? Listen, there's a couple of things that you got to consider here. That they do know everything that you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? The bad guys know everything that you know. They also know they're the bad guys. And they also know that we're looking for them.
Yeah.
So the chances that they may have and might not even be in Las Vegas anymore are fairly solid, which then puts another layer of frosting on the cake.
Sure. Well, I'll tell you, it was a big weekend for justice for Reba. I know you want to wait to get into it, but it was really exciting. We had a very special guest join us in the fight for justice for Reba.
You can say that part.
Can we say it?
Yeah.
Okay, Hawk to a girl. Haley Welch. She showed up, met us at Las Vegas Pet Rescue Project on Saturday. And I'll tell you what, I don't know if we'll ever catch the robbers, but they definitely... The robbers. The killers. Where am I? But they definitely have to see how much attention has been brought to Reba.
Yeah.
And hopefully people will really just take note that if you hurt a dog, the consequences are going to be high here in Vegas. They're not messing around with the community.
Yeah, I just didn't want to make it so there wasn't anything to talk about at 7.
Yeah.
That's all. That's
good.
I don't care. We'll talk about whatever we want. It's our show.
We do what we want.
It's Tuesday, y'all. Pro football starts this weekend. We got one more week of hot weather that we know of, and then maybe things will start kind of backing off. Mm-hmm. Like, life is pretty freaking good right now, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Really, it's really good to be in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for starting your day with the Chet Buchanan Show, 98.5 KLUC.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
It sounds like a song. I'm not going to make you sing it. I'm not going to make you sing it, Adrian.
But it does.
Yeah, it really does, doesn't it? Who's our contestant?
We got Sarah Luna from
Sarah
Mountain's Edge.
Sarah Luna.
Sarah Luna.
Why am I singing? You're the singer.
Luna.
That's the song, isn't it?
Yeah.
Have you ever been serenaded with your name before, Sarah Luna?
I have.
Oh, I can only imagine.
In fact,
you're probably... That's like somebody coming to saying, hey, at a sporting event, tall, bald guy with glasses, do you know who Scott Van Pelt from ESPN
is? Yeah, you guys kind of look alike.
Anybody who knows. Well, yeah, because we're both tall, bald, and have glasses.
Right, that's
so
it.
So literally when people make jokes about, oh, everybody, we all look alike, well, apparently... We all look alike. You know what I'm saying? tall, bald with glasses.
Same person.
Apparently, Sarah Luna, we all look alike.
That happens.
Yes, sometimes. Yeah, you're right. Sometimes it happens. So be specific. Narrow it down to one specific thing. What was the absolute best part of your weekend?
Honestly, it was getting my kitchen cleaned. It had to be clean. And
it's
finally done.
Dude.
Yeah, I hear that.
I have heard that story so many times. I had so many people reach out to me this weekend and go, hey, what's the number for zero res? You know that?
Sure, yeah. That,
and relationship rehab. I'm just going to give you a little heads up on relationship rehab. There was a mom that was doing a little deeper than usual cleaning over the weekend. Found the 16-year-old's diary.
Oof.
She read it. Is that an invasion of privacy, or it's my house, that's my kid? Just first blush thought, Sarah Luna. Is that okay or not?
I would have thought invasion of privacy.
Even though
I couldn't help, I probably would have lived too.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Right, it's wrong, but it's so right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also believe, strangely enough, in discussing this with my wife over the weekend, I also believe that I'm going to be able to tell you who you're going to vote for in the election based on your answer. I don't know why I feel that way, but I feel that I can do that. Oh, and
can't
here's
wait
the,
to hear this.
Sarah Luna, which, by the way, you can't say Sarah without Luna. You got to say it together. Sarah Luna. So what are you choosing? Are you doing Age of Chivalry Renaissance Festival? Are you doing Transformers 1? Are you doing Daniel Tosh?
Transformers.
Okay. Okay.
What'd she say?
She said maybe Transformers, but it kind of went up with a question mark. Transformers.
Sure.
If you change your mind while you're talking to Adrian, that's okay too.
Love the way you do get me started. Live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios.
Home of the
week. KLUC FM and HD1 Las Vegas. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
Good mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woohoo!
God, man, it was great this weekend. Vegas Pet Rescue Project was all over the news because, it was like a hot nugget convention. Haley Welch, who's all of about 5'2", maybe.
Oh, my God. Tiny girls coming together.
That's what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
It was like, what, did somebody put out a memo?
That's right.
You got your 4'11", Lindsay Pinnafell. You got your 5-foot even, Michaela Gordon.
That's right.
You got your maybe 5'1", Haley Welch. Hawk Tua girl came to town, and in a good time had by all. Lindsay, how long did she spend with you?
She was with us for a couple hours.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I didn't realize that. I thought it'd just be a quick in and out.
No, we were there for a couple of hours and she stayed and visited each dog, including Raider, which so many inquiries, right? Lens, people have been wanting to know all about Raider.
Yeah, Lindsay,
that was really sad.
Lindsay, tell everybody about Raider who doesn't know. That's kind of our next, that might be our next one.
So, Raider was, given to us or turned in as basically like
an owner surrender, basically, which means the person who had him put him in the condition that he's in. Raider should be about 60 pounds, if not more, and he's currently weighing in at 18 pounds. He is skin and bones. When we got him, it took a little bit before they did some x-rays, and he had some a blockage in him, and he did get rushed into an emergency surgery, which we were very afraid of. But he did make it out of it, and in that surgery, he had hairballs, paper or rubber bands, and a large plastic piece inside of his stomach. And that's just because he was eating any and everything that he could because he was starving.
Oh.
But he is recovering, waiting for an internal medicine specialist so that he can help us schedule his refeeding for him so that he can gain his weight back properly.
You thought he was just being a dog. Being a silly guy.
I just thought Raider was a jerk.
I know. I knew when you were laughing. I know. It was crazy.
Oh, no, it's so bad.
And they showed me a video, actually, of the surgery. I'll tell you what. It was so emotional. And kudos to you, Lindsay. I was crying. Haley was crying. Her friend Chelsea was crying. Lindsay, you keep it so together and so business for how emotional all of this really is. Because it was really sad to see. And even just petting him. You're literally petting his little rib cage. That's how skinny he is.
Yeah. Yeah, but he's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. He's doing good. Yeah, he's doing good right now.
It's going to be fine. I don't want to say I got into it with somebody over the weekend, but I broke my hard and fast rule. I don't get involved in the comments. In fact, I do everything I can to not even read the comments most times because no good comes of it.
Yeah.
But I was crushing beers yesterday. It was Labor Day, America. And, you know, just having a good day. And there was somebody who went, why haven't we heard any I demand updates on justice for Reba? And I went, is that really any of our, that's not really any of our business right now. And do you want them to know what the cops know? Because I know that if I was the bad guy, right? If I was the bad guy, I'd want to know what the cops knew. Mm-hmm. So I'd know if I needed to skip town or whatever, which I also have heard may already be the case, but we don't know. Mm-hmm. But at this point, have we learned anything new over the weekend, Lindsay?
No new updates on Reba as of right now. And I did see those comments, and I do have to say, like, I don't know where you live, but we see flyers everywhere.
And they're everywhere. We got a bunch of DMs also on our 985 KLUC. Please follow if you're not, of people just taking photos and seeing them in all different parts of town. Uh-huh. And I think what's really cool about such an unfortunate situation is even if we don't get the bad guys, the awareness this has brought to the abuse towards animals has been absolutely insane. And that for sure needs to keep going.
Yeah. And much love to everybody who's going, I know who it is. I've got to call me. I know everything.
Uh-huh.
You know, all of that. Thank you. It's not what you know. And this is the frustrating part. It's not what you know. It's what you can prove. Mm-hmm. And sometimes what we believe to be proof as people walking around, not in the judge. It's so easy to say, how many people watched football over the weekend and went, his coaches are stupid.
Yeah,
these guys
are
idiots. What are they doing? You know, I mean, we get all that. We do that about cops. We do that. And thank God everybody cares.
Mm-hmm.
You know, thank God you care so much. Let them do their job. Okay?
Yep.
Just keep the word going. Justice for Reba!
Justice for Reba!
Justice for Reba!
Thank you, Lindsay. All right, listen, we'll talk again tomorrow. But good time had by all with everybody in the Hawk Tua girl. Good for her.
Definitely. Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's used her platform in such an incredible way to really bring awareness. I loved that about her.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Lindsay, great.
Anything? Oh, by the way, people are still asking because we're out of shirts. Our shirts are gone. And in fact, and I made fun of you for having 10,000 flyers. Guess how many flyers we've given out? 10,000.
Uh-huh.
I made fun of you for that, and I apologize. I'm saying it publicly.
Yeah.
If people want, well, I don't know if you have any more flyers, but if people want shirts, what can they do?
Okay, so there's two things. on our Instagram page, we have a link there that takes them to the bonfire if they want to buy one. If you pay attention to our Instagram and Facebook page, we did get 122 more shirts. So we are going to do, I think, two more days of us where we're meeting us and handing out flyers and shirts. So pay attention to our Instagram page and Facebook page.
Are you just going without us now? Or are we parting ways? Is that what's happening? You haven't
just break up with us?
Yeah, Lindsay said bye.
Yeah, Lindsay, did you just break up with us? Do you not need us anymore?
I am never breaking up with you guys. I'm the uncles for life.
And Lindsay, really quick, you said the Instagram. If you could just give out the name for people that haven't checked it out.
It's Vegas Pet Rescue Project. We're on Instagram and same thing and on Facebook as well, too.
Beautiful.
And there's underscores. Vegas underscore pet underscore rescue underscore project on Instagram.
Wait, Michaela's got one more.
Also, we did get a quick interview with Haley in Las Vegas Pet Rescue Project. We'll be posting today. You can see it on 985 KLUC as well. So you know where to help.
Busy. Just busy. Yeah, we need to coordinate. If we're going to go out and hand out more shirts, we need to coordinate with. There's a lot of moving parts on our end. We're a company and all that stuff. You know, the corporate people get involved and all that kind of stuff. Well, we'll talk soon.
Oh, I got you there.
If nothing else, we'll tell everybody where they can go and see you, because I don't think they really care that much about seeing us.
But,
yeah, they're just. What did you just say? Wait a minute.
The Chet Buchanan Show, waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
Hey, it's Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. John Tanzi of Silverado Ranch is your two-time champion. Who is our challenger today, sir?
We got Amanda Roswell from Green Valley Ranch.
Thank you, Adrian. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, good morning.
How's life in GVR today?
Pretty good. I'm actually sitting in car loop with the kids, so that's not cool.
Yeah. I'm doing too.
Yeah,
I'm doing the same thing.
Paying those double HOA fees. Paying those double HOA fees in Green Valley Ranch is tough. Because you got your HOA, and then you got the Green Valley Ranch HOA.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good. Green Valley Ranch has two wins on the big board, tied with Santa Fe, West Las Vegas, and North Las Vegas, second from the bottom in the standings. But hoping to change that today. Buzz in with your name. First one to three wins the game. If you take longer than, you know, a couple 3 seconds somewhere, I count to three in my head, then there may or may not be an inappropriate buzzer, and I'll get a chance to steal it. If I get to three, then we're going to give away the entire weekend's worth of passes to Age of Chivalry Renaissance Festival to just some random person. And we're going to send you both on your way with nothing. Everybody ready? Do you have any questions?
No, good.
All right, cool. Your quiz master is the commissioner, Michaela Gordon.
This singer, known for hits like Rollin' in the Deep, says she has worked very hard and plans on taking a very, very long break.
John would like to answer first.
Oh, my gosh. I'm not even sure about this. Adele?
Is it Adele? Why, yes, it is. And the champion goes up one zip.
This actress, best known for her recent role in American Horror Story and also being the niece of the great Julia Roberts, says playing Britney Spears is her dream role.
What's her name?
No idea.
You don't have to say that. Just so you know.
So, and I liked it.
Is it Emma Roberts? Oh, God. I didn't have any idea either. I pulled that one out of my nether regions. John's got one. I've got one. Amanda is just, she's just reeling us in, dude. She's about to lay the smack down here in about 2 seconds.
That's right. This childhood star, known for her start in the movie E.T., turned talk show host.
Emma. Amanda got in first, not Emma. Amanda. Amanda got in first.
Is it Drew Barrymore?
We are tied across the board at one.
This newly single dancer turned pop star who's been married 4 times hit us with a couple IG thirst traps over the weekend, showing she's still hot as ever and from the block, baby.
Amanda.
Amanda got in first.
Yeah, Jennifer Lopez, Jenny from the block, baby.
For the lead. Bam!
Let's go, Amanda!
I told you she was just laying in wait. All right, Amanda with 2, 1 away from becoming the new champion. John with 1, Me with one, but nobody cares about that.
This mama is admitting that four babies with her husband, John Legend, is actually pretty exhausting. What's her name?
John Tatai.
Oh, what is that model's name? Oh, my gosh.
Three.
Holy. Two. I can't think of it. Oh, my gosh. All right.
Next contestant, please.
And that next contestant would be Amanda. Do you have an answer?
Oh, I don't know John Legend's wife. I'm sorry.
Oi, oi, oi. Okay.
Chrissy Teigen. Chrissy Teigen,
that's
yes?
right.
Wow. I've got two. Amanda's got two. John's got one.
After having her own late-night talk show for years and a successful stand-up comedy career, this comedian just announced her new residency at the Chelsea.
John got in. John got in first.
Chelsea Handler.
Yes, it is. 2-2. This is the very rarely, not often achieved full house. Everybody's got two. Next correct answer wins the game.
It's getting intense. This dirty South rapper had a baby with his beautiful fiance. His name is Nelly. What's her name?
Oh, you better get it.
Sean.
Sean for the win.
Oh, my gosh. Ashanti.
Is it Ashanti for the win? Well, I got to get all the buttons right just to be so.
Oh my gosh. I mean, good job, Amanda, too. Yeah, that was Amanda. Good.
Yeah, rock star,
you
Amanda.
You guys rock that.
Truly, Amanda, call in and play again because you're going to be a champion one day. Guaranteed.
I will do.
Guaranteed. Have a great day, though. Thank you, Amanda. Night. You know what? A round of applause for Amanda. Very well done. Very well done. John, win number three, man. You had to work for that one.
I did. I thought I answered one of the other ones first, but I'm just saying. And I couldn't remember Chrissy Teigen for the life of me.
I know. But for you, also, four tickets good for the entire weekend at Age of Chivalry Renaissance Festival. Just gorge yourself on turkey legs and cleavage. Friday through Sunday, October 11th.
You did it.
Yeah, October 11th. Have you ever been to this thing?
No.
No, I haven't.
So it's all period costumes, right? From back in the day, the Age of Renaissance.
Yeah, no, I love
chivalry.
That.
And that's what they do.
I'll tell you what, though. I tried a turkey leg. I thought it was going to be like Game of Thrones. I got so into it. Disgusting.
So what are you doing? Go. That's their big draw.
No, I love it for them. I'm just saying for me. But I'm weird.
Yeah, because you're tiny and the turkey legs are as big as I was.
I had a bite. I was like, I'm full.
All right. Well, John, you go and enjoy. We'll see you tomorrow, okay?
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the morning. Jeff Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, Adrian, who's taking the 177-second survey?
We got Caitlin Wedmore from Western High School.
Yeah, from over in there. Yeah, go where? Are they still the Warriors? Nice. Did they change their name? Are they the Warriors anymore?
I think they're still the Warriors.
Are they?
Yeah.
Caitlin?
I have no idea. I know my husband went to that high school and that's it. I think they had to change their... They might still be the Warriors, but I think they had to change their mascot.
Next time you go buy the thing. Next time you go buy the... Don't they have it on the back of the football field?
I didn't even look.
I know. That's the area I grew up in. I'll take a look.
Las Vegas mascot. Mascot. Western High School.
They're still the Warriors. We can confirm it.
Yeah, they're still confirmed. Well, good. Nice. You know what? Don't back down to the pressure. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. Are you ready for your 177-second survey?
I'm ready.
I hope so, because here it comes. What was the absolute best part of your weekend?
My son had a friend over, and they played with each other while I worked from home, so it was great. I got to sit outside with my laptop while they did their thing.
No, I said the best part of your weekend.
That was the best part of my weekend. I did not have to take care of my kids. Somebody else did.
Good for you, Mama. You need a break.
Because I was like, why would you say doubling down on kids was the best part? But I get it.
You don't have kids then.
and understood that a lot of times I'll stick my foot in it in that arena because I don't fully understand. Adrian, can I guess that you, because weren't you part of Chestnut versus Kobayashi Unfinished Beef?
It was the best, most ridiculous, and just the best planned event I've ever been to.
Yeah?
There was media from multiple different countries, multiple different continents, security for all these people. Like, it was a crazy, crazy event. And then, yes, I saw two men eat hot dogs for 10 minutes with a bun. It was a little bit disturbing, but kind of insane.
Oh, yeah, and to see that in person as they film it for Netflix and all of that.
And for Joey, so Joey Chestnut ate 83 at the end.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, I never thought I would get 80, but thanks to Kobayashi, if he wasn't here, I would never be able to pull through. As his family and his manager, where I was sitting, was crying, like, this was the Super Bowl.
It's a big deal.
Oh, my God.
This was crazy.
80 is like when they first broke running a four-minute mile type of thing.
Wow.
When we first sent men to the moon, and then some
That's
man
amazing.
Ate 83 hot dogs in 10 minutes. And
see,
oh,
everybody has their own individual goals.
That's
you
what
know?
I'm saying.
Yeah, that's how
it's what I'm saying. Don, I never sweat anybody else's dance. You know, sometimes you make rain. That's what it is. Michaela, if you had to choose, and you, okay, so let me just, what you got to hear this, Kayla. Friday night, what happened to you?
I was singing at Delilah, and Aaron Paul came out and gave everybody shots of tequila and caviar bumps. Yes.
The guy from Breaking Bad?
Yeah, and the crowd went crazy.
No. Of course. Yeah, and then Saturday,
I was singing at Delilah again, and the USC drumline came out right on stage and just started performing for everybody. The crowd lost their minds again. It was really cool.
That's so good.
Yeah,
oh, and then Sunday,
like the
you've got to go look at Michaela's socials. Michaela's, it's so cute. That's all I can say.
Aww.
In her little pickleball outfit.
Thanks.
It's adorable.
I have friends that are obsessed with that.
Yeah, it's like a whole thing.
Because you were hosting.
I got to host it. Yeah, and it was amazing. I hosted actually a pickle eating contest, not as cool as hot dog eating contest, during a break. But this little girl won. She was awesome and so excited. Her name was Anya. Though.
Do you have to do that at the pickleball? Do you have to have pickleball and then have pickle eating? Do you have to do that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But so out of all of that, what was the absolute best part?
Oh,
why not?
Man.
The irony.
I think the pickleball was the coolest. It was really new for me, and it was really exciting. And I had a really good time.
And her socials are great off of that.
But you had a great weekend, too.
Dude, Aces Friday. We had rehearsals Saturday for the Modelo Vegas Kickoff Classic.
Yeah.
A brand new attendance record at Allegiant Stadium. Breaking the old 63,696 people, more than the Super Bowl, more than Garth Brooks when he opened Allegiant Stadium. So the most people they've ever crammed in there.
That's insane.
And it was electric, and just what a great time. Man, I do love a big crowd, a big rowdy crowd.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't get any better for me than that.
That's so
cool. And it was
cool,
really good. Now, I'm looking to top that tonight at T-Mobile when the Aces take on the Chicago Sky, but that doesn't count because the weekend's gone.
Yeah.
Now, well, and let's say this too, Caitlin. Let's top your weekend with Lower Bowl Pink Summer Carnival 2024 tour tickets. You're sitting in the Lower Bowl for free.
Woohoo!
No way!
Yeah.
It's true! It's true! You didn't think we were just going to let you do this for nothing, did you?
My dad's gonna flip.
And probably Pink too, because usually she's hooked up to some wires and whatnot. She's flipping around and doing all kinds of. So everybody's gonna flip.
Flipping out.
All right, hang on 1 second. Oh, so how old's your son?
He's three. He's actually turning four next week.
Oh, aww, God, yeah, bringing it. Yes, you need a break. So
yeah.
think back to, you know. What was that? 7, 8 years ago when you were 16. Okay, it wasn't that long ago. There's a mom who will remain, we'll call her Marcy. Well, okay, I'm just making up a name.
Mm-hmm.
Marcy was doing a little deeper than usual cleaning over the weekend, found her 16-year-old daughter's diary.
Okay.
And yeah, she opened it.
Oh, God, and yeah, she opened tough.
Invasion of privacy or... her house, her rules, her kid, whatever. Apparently, there's, I don't think there's a fight with her daughter yet, But she, but Marcy, if that is her real name, mm-hmm. it's not. But Marcy and her friend really got into it at brunch yesterday and basically kind of ruined her Labor Day. So she's looking for a ruling. We will provide that to her right after.
KLUCFM at HD1, Las Vegas, broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
It's on every morning when I wake up. This is my station, and I love it.
On 98.5 KLUC, always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
So I realized that everybody's kind of, you know, kind of easing back into it here after the long 3-day weekend.
Sure.
I apparently am no different. I didn't think I was easing in, but apparently my brain has other ideas.
Yeah.
Because I got so excited for Caitlin when she was doing the 177-second survey that I gave her the pink tickets that I said I was saving. I said I was saving for relationship reality.
Yeah, uh-huh.
You know, I just gave them away.
I know. You were really excited about it, too.
I was excited for her.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was great. So we'll do Daniel Tosh tickets. Also great. Daniel Tosh at the Chelsea. Tomorrow, pink tickets at 8 o'clock, promise.
Yeah.
Okay, pinky swear right now.
He literally is holding up his pinky, just so you guys know.
Pinky swear at me right now.
Uh-huh.
Lock it in. It's all good. And in a full case of mistaken identity, I was so excited for everybody today, for all the women of the Valley that are transplants from the Midwest, of which we have many.
Yeah.
You know, folks leaving the, you don't got to shovel sunshine. You know what I'm talking about?
That's right.
The winter, where the wind will get you every once in a while here when it gets cold in the winter. But other than that, Adrian knows, being a Cleveland kid, you know, we get it easy through the winter, right?
100%.
Read that headline for me.
Gen X women in the Midwest are the hottest in bed, literally.
And I went, yeah! Good for you, transplants.
What?
Was it good for you? You're the hottest in bed. And then I read a little further. No, literally.
No, just physically. The hottest in
Yeah. When you're, it says a new poll asks people, when you're sleeping, do you often feel too hot or too cold? Gen X Midwest women generally feel like it's too hot in bed.
I don't know if that's even Midwest women. That's a women, because I burn up. Lisa calls me a toaster oven. She says, you're just like a little toaster oven. You're so hot. That's it. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's all.
Little toaster oven. Little toaster oven nugget you.
Maybe it's because she doesn't want to snuggle me.
I was rooting for y'all. And you may very well be the hottest in bed, but you're the hottest in bed. I was trying to give you a little more credit. That's all. I don't know. And I don't know who's taking that poll or that survey, but it's not going to be me.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that right now. So we're going to call her Marcy.
Okay.
Here's her email. Came in late last night. Thank God. I was just checking email before I went to bed real quick. Just kind of, you know how you clear out all that? They say you're not supposed to check email before you go to bed. I do it for purposes of clearing out all of the junk that doesn't matter.
Yeah, same.
And then I can sleep with a clear conscience knowing that I'm ready for the next day. Well, Marcy got in late. She says, I was doing and apparently a lot of people doing this on the holiday weekend, doing a little deeper than usual, she put in quotes,
mm-hmm.
cleaning over the weekend. Accidentally found her 16-year-old daughter's diary. I love how she wrote this. Before I knew it, I'm down this rabbit hole like it's a romance novel.
Oh my God, I'm sure.
There's a boy who is apparently pressuring my daughter to and do other things that I would rather her not take part in, like smoking weed and taking other drugs. I told my girlfriend what I found out at brunch yesterday, and she flipped. The girlfriend flipped, saying that I violated my daughter's privacy. Marcy says, I may very well have, but that's my kid and it's my house. Mm-hmm. When it comes down to a child's safety and well-being, there is no such thing as privacy. But I also trust and respect my friend's judgment. Did I in your opinion, cross a line? And very interesting. And she, I know she was, she would like hit the music, you know. It's a P1's court. Yeah, no, it really is. It's a P1's court relationship rehab, 702-364-9898. We'll start with caller number 25, and you'll get Daniel Tosh tickets, but everybody is welcome to weigh in. She found her 16-year-old daughter's diary. Yeah, she read it. Did she cross the line? Hit us up now.
Listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
So, relationship rehab. Marcy was doing the 3-day weekend clean.
Sure.
You know, your mom did that. Your mom did that too. It's like, oh, we mopping all the floor.
Yeah. We got an extra day. We got an extra day to clean the house. The
whole house smells like Fabuloso.
Yes.
Is this, what's your name?
You mean? Oh. Look at Adrian working hard answering phones.
Uh-huh.
Look at him working hard answering phones. Marcy, if that is her real name, it's not. Found her 16-year-old daughter's diary. She says, before I knew it, I'm down this rabbit hole like it's a romance novel. There's a boy who is apparently pressuring Marcy's daughter to...
Mm-hmm. They're at that age.
Yeah. Yeah, Alex, apparently his kid pressuring her to do stuff and, you know, smoke weed and take drugs and whatever. So Marcy told her girlfriend at brunch what she had found out, and her girlfriend flipped out saying that you shouldn't have read it. You violated daughter's privacy. Marcy is on the side of, I may very well have violated her privacy. I don't care. That's my kid. It's my house. She said, when it comes down to a child's safety and well-being, there's no such thing as privacy. But she, you know, respects her friend. Alex, what's your ruling on this?
I believe that she is in the right. As a mother, I would absolutely read that diary. And if there's something I saw in there that was questionable or a red flag, I'm confronting you. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. We got tickets for Daniel Tosh for you at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan on Saturday. Are you free?
Absolutely.
Excellent. Well, think about what outfit you're going to wear and have an amazing day.
I will. Thank you so much.
Hang on one second. We'll talk to you later. Mary, did Marcy violate her daughter's privacy?
Absolutely not. She's still a minor. She lives on her house. She is an older right to go to the diary and confront her the daughter about all the, you know, bad stuff that this boy is forcing her to do. I'll do the same thing 100%.
I don't believe
the violation.
That's an interesting part that Mary brings up. She didn't say anything about confronting yet, and I have thoughts on that part of it.
Right.
For the record, Maria, I'm with you on this too. You don't believe that she violated her privacy.
No, and here's the thing. It's like, if you don't want something, don't write it. Don't write it down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't leave crumbs. You're right. If you're going to do some dirt, don't leave crumbs.
And if she were to one day get addicted to something and you wish you had some way of stopping that, you know, I don't think that there's anything wrong as a parent to, you know, look through your kid's room, and if you find something that you can put a stop to before it happens, why not?
Yeah, no, I got you on all that. Evelyn's going to tell us in just a moment why the mom did cross the line.
Oh.
That there was a line and that it was crossed.
Okay.
Susan, speaking for the people, for the non-line crossers, do you have anything else to add?
Yeah, you know, she wears our clothes. She wears my clothes. You know, I like to be a part of her stuff. She's a part of my stuff. We're like, you know, going forward together, and I definitely want to be a part of it, and reacting is very important.
I have thoughts on this other than I am a believer in, and that's just how I was raised too. No, you don't have privacy. This is my house. You're a kid. I was raised that way. I will say that I don't think it's fairness. And look, fair's got nothing to do with it either. But I think you've got to make sure. I don't know that you can punish her for anything that you read in that diary.
Uh-huh.
I don't know that you can punish her for it. You could certainly have a conversation. I mean, and I'm just extrapolating this out. I'm just taking this further. What if she had said, oh, my God, I did with my boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, I did smoke weed and it was, you know, whatever. Or I did take drugs.
Yeah.
So I don't know that you can go. I don't know that you can punish for that, but I think you can have conversations.
I have the perspective of the 16-year-old is maybe where I'm going to be coming from. So I think it'll be the same as yours, but I have an opinion on this.
Yeah, say it.
Oh, good. Well, I think that even though she might be mad that her mom went through her diary, there might be a little bit of relief if the mom confronts her, because that can be really conflicting for the 16-year-old too, like having this peer pressure on her, not really sure what to do. And the mom...
This morning.
Oh, do you need us to let you go? We'll let you go, Susan. So
sorry, Susan. I'm just saying, I think that although the 16-year-old might be mad, the mom needs to let her know that she went through her diary, and it might really benefit the 16-year-old. These are hard decisions to make, and sometimes you do need your mom.
Evelyn, why? Do you have another second? Do you have a second?
I do.
You do. Okay, good. Evelyn's going to tell us why every single person that you've heard up to this point, hang on, is this accurate, Evelyn? Every single person that we've heard up to this point is wrong.
I don't think they're wrong, but I think there's another side to the coin.
I love that. Hang on one second. No, I love that. And if you think there's another side to the coin as well, we want to hear from you. 702-364-9898, right?
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
So I'm interested in what Evelyn has to say here, because Marcy, not her real name, but she was doing some cleaning over the weekend, found her daughter's diary. She's 16. It's all the hits. You know what I mean? It's all the things that you might expect in a 16-year-old girl's diary, right?
Perfect.
Which Marcy, look at Adrian
working hard babe.
In there answering phone calls. All the stuff was in there. All the hits were in there. And so far, well, and then Marcy went to brunch and told her girlfriend about it. Her girlfriend's like, you shouldn't have looked in that. You've crossed the line.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have looked at your, you shouldn't have read that. You shouldn't have done it. Literally everybody else, along with Michaela and I, have said, yeah, I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
For me, as usual, there are little baby shades of gray. I think you can use that as a jumping off point to have a conversation.
Sure, I agree.
I don't think you can go in there and go, you said in your diary you did something.
Yeah, I wouldn't punish her for it.
Because then you're going to just blow trust.
Yes.
Forever.
Mm-hmm.
And then Evelyn, and by the way, Evelyn's sticking to her guns. Evelyn knew going into this that everybody else said something different. And Evelyn says, no, I have principles,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to stand by them. So Evelyn, I'm not being snarky when I say enlighten us.
So I believe there's an exception to the rule. Okay. And the rule being that they are entitled to their privacy. And my reasoning for that is that we are fostering young adults. We are creating privacy for young adults. We are teaching them how we want to be treated as adults. And once you no longer have that, you are teaching them something different, that they can violate other people's privacy as well. There is an exception to the rule when there is safety involved. But that, I don't think that's the case. There are other ways to find out that information. If you have trust with your child, then you have conversations with them. I mean, she's 16. You should already be having these conversations and fostering trust separately outside of digging through their stuff.
With a response from the Chet Buchanan Show, because my eyes bugged out and my mouth was wide open. But Michaela would like to respond.
Well, actually, it's really interesting because you said these conversations should already be had, which I agree with, actually. But what would warrant then being in the diary that would question the safety of the girl, in your opinion? Because to me, I think that it is a safety issue, what's happening right now in the diary,
and
it's
and
worth
drugs.
Confronting.
Sex and drugs are pretty much the, I mean, what else are we talking about here? Armed robbery?
No, you're right.
You know what else?
So,
You're looking for behavior changes in your child. You're looking for things, but and that they probably, the Marcy?
You can make up whatever name you want, because I did.
Whatever her name is, she had a reason in her gut to look, right? That's probably why she looked, because she already thought something might have been going on. You can tell these things in your kid. If you fostered a decent relationship with your child, you know when it's time to start looking.
I would also say for a lot of us, the curiosity, you know, I talk about this a lot, that I say, I don't look at the comments. Rarely do I look at the comments. Do you know how hard it is? Somebody flamed me last week on, what was it, Reddit. Something. Somebody just tore me a new one, and I deserved part of it. I don't know that I deserved all of it, but whatever, and I apologize for it, for what I did. But somebody got after me pretty good, and it was really hard to not go look. You know what I'm saying? So,
sure.
So in this case, if you find your 16-year-old's diary, man, that's you got willpower. You got will. That's like me. That's like me walking by a Supreme Pizza and not grabbing a slice. I don't know, man. I don't know that I have that willpower.
Yeah.
But I do agree with the approach of not letting them know, even though that's lying. But I agree with the approach of if you end up looking, maybe don't tell them that you did, because you're trying to help them find the way to help them without letting them know that you violated their privacy.
I'll go with you on that one. You're shaking your head.
I think she should tell her the truth. I think we're building trust. I think you say, hey, listen, I made a mistake. I went through your diary. Or maybe you didn't make a mistake. Here's what I found. Are you good? I think it's just important to stay honest. Listen, one time I made a mistake. She's not my child. She's my partner. When we first started dating, I read her diary and I had to tell her the truth. I felt terrible about it. But I think you just always need to be honest.
First of all, Evelyn, thank you so much. Second of all, I'm not saying anything about me finding that diary until she changes the hiding place. Then I want to have a talk about the diary that I found before, but that I can't find now to get fresh information.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
Am I missing something about these self-driving cars? First of all, would you ever be able to get into a self-driving car?
And I know. I think it's so freaky and so weird. It's too much control to give something that I don't know if it works or not.
Yeah, they're going to have to do a lot more before I'm okay with any of this.
Yeah.
But isn't the point, and I would certainly never be comfortable enough to fall asleep.
Oh, absolutely not.
Can you imagine?
No way.
You and I are too much of control freaks to be able to do that.
Well, I even have a hard time falling asleep if somebody else is driving, like another human, let alone a Tesla. No way.
Yeah.
Right?
Can you sleep on planes?
Yes, I can. Planes are a little bit different.
I can fall asleep. There's a difference. I can fall asleep on a plane. I can't consciously go to sleep because there's other people around.
Yeah.
And I just worry that somebody will violate me because I'm tender.
And it's...
You know what I
mean? Yeah. Yeah. You are. You are very tender.
So anyway, this guy in North Carolina got busted for drug trafficking. The cops pulled him over because he was asleep behind the wheel of his self-driving car. So is that not okay? Are you not allowed to sleep in your Tesla?
I didn't even know that was a rule. I don't know. There are new rules.
Because then what's the point? What's the point of having the self-driving car if you can't fall asleep?
You can't relax.
I don't get it. But anyway, somebody called the cops reporting a Tesla going on the highway about 30 miles outside of Raleigh. The guy said the guy behind the wheel looked like he was asleep, and they were right. So the cops caught up with him. They blasted their siren to get his attention. He didn't wake up. So after about a mile, they got in front of him, which made the car auto brake and stop.
But this is my favorite part of the story, because he was like literally snoozing the police. Like he was like a mile in, the alarm's still going off. He's just dead asleep.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't care. Doesn't matter.
So they search his car. This may become your new favorite part of the story, though. They searched his car, found a ton of vape pens with THC, weed,
uh-huh,
ecstasy, and meth, which, oh, great. So we're vaping meth now.
Oh, cool.
Oh, good. Yeah, he's facing charges for drug trafficking, drug possession, and reckless driving. But he wasn't driving.
But he wasn't driving.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
I asked you this before. A couple of years ago, do you remember the Netflix documentary Inventing Anna? Do you remember the story of Anna Delvey?
I was obsessed with that story.
Me too.
Could you not get enough of it? It was crazy.
Still.
I know.
Well, and this made me go back and check. Apparently, Anna Delvey, Inventing Anna. So this girl pretended to be a Russian aristocrat, a German.
Yeah. She had multiple identities that all still like coincided into one that made her look like a billionaire businesswoman.
Right. And she got all these people to invest in her and to pay for stuff for her over the course of like a decade.
And like celebrities, like elite business people. This wasn't like your neighbor.
She just invented this persona. Well, have we learned our lesson? Apparently not. A German woman, this Sandra Nicole Martinez, has been accused of posing as an empress of a fictional land to socialize with Italy's elite. For the record, this Anna Delvey, or Anna Sorokin's her real name.
Yes.
Anna Sorokin, Anna Delvey was her fake name.
Mm-hmm.
Anna Sorokin ended up going to jail and is still on house arrest for the rest of her sentence. After she got out of jail like 3 years ago. So anyway, this other chick in this German woman said that she was the empress of Glodeny.
Glodeny.
Her little scheme was uncovered by authorities back in March. Several vehicles, including her Ferrari, were damaged. An investigation found that the Ferrari had expired plates and no insurance, which resulted in further probing. Italian authorities are issuing her fines of up to 100,000 euros. She was so brazen that she documented the whole thing
going on her Instagram right now. It's at Imperial House of Glodeny.
Yes.
You can like see this lifestyle that she created.
Is it there?
Yes.
Is it actually there?
Yes. I'm going on it right now. Give me 1 second because I'm like, dying for the information.
So I'll just, while she's doing that, apparently they're not even really sure that her name is Sandra Nicole Martinez. They think so, but they're still investigating. But she's been pulling this scam this whole time. Did you find the IG account?
Still looking. They might have pulled it.
They might have pulled it down. I'm thinking they probably did. But, well, investigate for yourself. Imperial House of Glodeny. Glodeni. But you would think, how large a you-know-whats do you have to have? Knowing that this other one did it before and got caught, and you think that you're just going to be able to do this and nobody's going to catch you.
Listen, maybe it was her motivation. My question is, nobody at any point over these years was like, where's Glodeny? Like, you just believed it? Like, everyone was just like,
take me to your land.
Yeah, sure. Glodeny.
I'll just buy it. Yes, Empress. Whatever you say. People so badly want to be connected to celebrity and power and stuff like that they're willing to buy anything.
Yeah, just Google it, babe. You would have saved us a lot of time and a story.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, it's The More You Know. Before we go, you ever watch The Sound of Music?
Yeah, I was in The Sound of Music.
Oh, sorry,
a local theater program here in Las Vegas. Thank you.
Spring Mountain.
Yes.
Of course you were.
Uh-huh.
So then were you aware that, what role did you play?
Brigida.
Of course you did. I have no idea what any of that is. The path that the Von Trapp family takes to escape from the Nazis in Austria in The Sound of Music would not have led them to Switzerland, you dopes. Brigida's the one who turned you the wrong way.
Yeah, it's her fault.
That path would have actually taken them to Germany. So
the whole musical's been a lie?
I don't really know how the story works out. Did they actually get where they were trying to go?
Yeah, in the movie, but according to reality, no.
Do we actually see what happens to them at the end?
Yeah, they make it. It's like a good ending.
Are you sure?
I don't know. I was 10. I'm a lot older now.
I mean, is it maybe that they just disappear over the hill and they go, yay, Switzerland? And then it's like, oh no. And as soon as they get out of sight and the camera turns off, then they get captured by the Nazis.
The Hills Are Alive literally starts playing super loud and it just fades to black.
I'm just saying. Oh, and by the way, speaking of things like that, old person smell is apparently a real thing. There's a chemical called 2-nonanol that's created by other chemicals in the body breaking down over time. And old people secrete that stuff, which produces actual old person smell. It's not just your grandpa. It's everybody's grandpa that smells like that. Let's get out of here, everybody. Have a great day. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan. That's C-H-E-T-B-U-C-H-A-N-A-N. Now on TikTok. And also follow us on social at 985-KLUC.
You can follow me at Heavyweight Radio on Instagram and TikTok. Be sure to check out the Unlikely Podcast. Just hit 40,000 subscribers,
let's
by the
go!
Way.
40,000!
Which is crazy. Shout out to our listeners who've been DMing me because I say this and then they go listen. So thank you. And download that free Odyssey app to listen to the Unlikely Podcast and the Chet Buchanan Show.
Congratulations, dude. Yeah. That's awesome.
And by the way, we need more Chet Buchanan Show podcast people. And I keep everybody all the time like, you guys got a podcast? Yes. But then does anybody listen to it? No, not really.
No, we do. We do. I promise you, we have a community. It can always get bigger, though.
This is what always. I say to you.
Yeah. Right,
good. So Adrian feels good about it. It's never enough for me. Have we not learned this already? It's never enough for me.
No. Follow me at Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H. I'll see you tonight at Fountain Blue.
If you are coming to the Aces game at T-Mobile tonight, try and say hello. I always love seeing you. And let's go, Aces. And then we'll see you back here tomorrow. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
Am I missing something about these self-driving cars? First of all, would you ever be able to get into a self-driving car?
And I know. I think it's so freaky and so weird. It's too much control to give something that I don't know if it works or not.
Yeah, they're right? going to have to do a lot more before I'm okay with any of this.
Yeah.
But isn't the point, and I would certainly never be comfortable enough to fall asleep.
Oh, absolutely not.
Can you imagine?
No way.
You and I are too much of control freaks to be able to do that.
Well, I even have a hard time falling asleep if somebody else is driving, like another human, let alone a Tesla. No way.
Yeah.
Right?
Can you sleep on planes?
Yes, I can. Planes are a little bit different.
I can fall asleep. There's a difference. I can fall asleep on a plane. I can't consciously go to sleep because there's other people around.
Yeah.
And I just worry that somebody will violate me because I'm tender.
And it's...
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah. You are. You are very tender.
So anyway, this guy in North Carolina got busted for drug trafficking. The cops pulled him over because he was asleep behind the wheel of his self-driving car. So is that not okay? Are you not allowed to sleep in your Tesla?
I didn't even know that was a rule. I don't know. There are new rules.
Because then what's the point? What's the point of having the self-driving car if you can't fall asleep?
You can't relax.
I don't get it. But anyway, somebody called the cops reporting a Tesla going on the highway about 30 miles outside of Raleigh. The guy said the guy behind the wheel looked like he was asleep, and they were right. So the cops caught up with him. They blasted their siren to get his attention. He didn't wake up. So after about a mile, they got in front of him, which made the car auto brake and stop.
But this is my favorite part of the story, because he was like literally snoozing the police. Like he was like a mile in, the alarm's still going off. He's just dead asleep.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't care. Doesn't matter.
So they search his car. This may become your new favorite part of the story, though. They searched his car, found a ton of vape pens with THC, weed, ecstasy, and meth, which, oh, great. So we're vaping meth now.
Oh, cool.
Oh, good. Yeah, he's facing charges for drug trafficking, drug possession, and reckless driving, but he wasn't driving.
But he wasn't driving.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
I asked you this before. A couple of years ago, do you remember the Netflix documentary Inventing Anna? Do you remember the story of Anna Delvey?
I was obsessed with that story.
Me too.
Could you not get enough of it? It was crazy.
Still.
I know.
Well, and this made me go back and check. Apparently, Anna Delvey, Inventing Anna. So this girl pretended to be a Russian aristocrat, a German.
Yeah. She had multiple identities that all still like coincided into one that made her look like a billionaire businesswoman.
Right. And she got all these people to invest in her and to pay for stuff for her over the course of like a decade.
And like celebrities, like elite business people. This wasn't like your neighbor.
She just invented this persona. Well, have we learned our lesson? Apparently not. A German woman, this Sandra Nicole Martinez, has been accused of posing as an empress of a fictional land to socialize with Italy's elite. For the record, this Anna Delvey, or Anna Sorokin's her real name.
Yes.
Anna Sorokin, Anna Delvey was her fake name.
Mm-hmm.
Anna Sorokin ended up going to jail and is, I believe, is still on house arrest for the rest of her sentence after she got out of jail like 3 years ago. So anyway, this other chick in this German woman said that she was the empress of Glodeny.
Glodeny.
Her little scheme was uncovered by authorities back in March. Several vehicles, including her Ferrari, were damaged. An investigation found that the Ferrari had expired plates and no insurance, which resulted in further probing. Italian authorities are issuing her fines of up to 100,000 euros. She was so brazen that she documented the whole thing under, you can go back.
I'm going on her Instagram right now. It's at Imperial House of Glodeny.
Yes.
You can like see this lifestyle that she created.
Is it there?
Yes.
Is it actually there?
Yes. I'm going on it right now. Give me 1 second because I'm like, dying for the information.
So I'll just, while she's doing that, apparently, they're not even really sure that her name is Sandra Nicole Martinez. They think so, but they're still investigating. But she's been pulling this scam this whole time. Did you find the IG account?
Still looking. They might have pulled it.
They might have pulled it down. I'm thinking they probably did. But, well, investigate for yourself. Imperial House of Glodeny. G-L-O-D-E-N-I. But you would think, how seriously, how large a you-know-whats do you have to have? Knowing that this other one did it before and got caught, and you think that you're just going to be able to do this and nobody's going to catch you.
Listen, maybe it was her motivation. My question is, nobody at any point over these years was like, where's Glodeny? Like, you just believed it? Like, everyone was just like,
take me to your land.
Yeah, sure. Glodeny.
I'll just buy it. Yes, Empress. Whatever you say. People so badly want to be connected to celebrity and power and stuff like that, that they're willing to buy anything.
Yeah, just Google it, babe. You would have saved us a lot of time and a story.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, it's The More You Know. Before we go, you ever watch The Sound of Music?
Yeah, I was in The Sound of Music.
Oh, sorry,
at a local theater program here in Las Vegas.
You were.
Thank
out there
you.
At Spring Mountain.
Yes.
Yeah. Of course you were.
Uh-huh.
So then, were you aware that, what role did you play?
Brigida.
Of course you did. I have no idea what any of that is. The path that the Von Trapp family takes to escape from the Nazis in Austria in The Sound of Music would not have led them to Switzerland, you dopes. Brigida's the one who turned you the wrong way.
Yeah, it's her fault.
That path would have actually taken them to Germany. So
the whole musical's been a lie?
So I don't really know how the story works out. Do they actually get where they were trying to go?
Yeah, in the movie, but according to reality, no.
Do we actually see what happens to them at the end?
Yeah, they make it. It's like a good ending.
Are you sure?
I don't know. I was 10. I'm a lot older now.
I mean, is it maybe that they just disappear over the hill and they go, yay, Switzerland? And then it's like, oh, no. And as soon as they get out of sight and the camera turns off, then they get captured by the Nazis.
The Hills Are Alive literally starts playing super loud and it just fades to black.
I'm just saying. Oh, and by the way, speaking of things like that, old person smell is apparently a real thing. There's a chemical called nonanol that's created by other chemicals in the body breaking down over time. And old people secrete that stuff, which produces actual old person smell. It's not just your grandpa. It's everybody's grandpa that smells like that. Let's get out of here, everybody. Have a great day. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan. That's C-H-E-T-B-U-C-H-A-N-A-N. Now on TikTok. And also follow us on social at 985-KLUC.
You can follow me at Heavyweight Radio on Instagram and TikTok. Be sure to check out the Unlikely Podcast. Just hit 40,000 subscribers,
let's
by the
go!
Way.
40,000!
Which is crazy. Shout out to our listeners who've been DMing me because I say this and then they go listen. So thank you. And download that free Odyssey app to listen to the Unlikely Podcast and the Chet Buchanan Show.
Congratulations, dude. Yeah. That's awesome.
And by the way, we need more Chet Buchanan Show podcast people. And I keep everybody all the time like, you guys got a podcast? Yes. But then does anybody listen to it? No, not really.
No, we do. We do. I promise you, we have a community. It can always get bigger, though.
This is what always. I say to you.
Yeah. Right,
good. So Adrian feels good about it. It's never enough for me. Have we not learned this already? It's never enough for me.
No. Follow me at Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H. I'll see you tonight at Fountain Blue.
If you are coming to the Aces game at T-Mobile tonight, try and say hello. I always love seeing you. And let's go, Aces. And then we'll see you back here tomorrow. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, it's The More You Know. Before we go, you ever watch The Sound of Music?
Yeah, I was in The Sound of Music.
Oh, sorry,
at a local theater program here in Las Vegas.
You
thank you.
Spring Mountain.
Yes.
Yeah, of course you were. Of course you were.
Uh-huh.
So then, were you aware that, what role did you play?
Brigida.
Of course you did. I have no idea what any of that is. The path that the Von Trapp family takes to escape from the Nazis in Austria in The Sound of Music would not have led them to Switzerland, you dopes. Brigida's the one who turned you the wrong way.
Yeah, it's her fault.
That path would have actually taken them to Germany. So
the whole musical's been a lie?
I don't really know how the story works out. Do they actually get where they were trying to go?
Yeah, in the movie, but according to reality, no.
Do we actually see what happens to them at the end?
Yeah, they make it. It's like a good ending.
Are you sure?
I don't know. I was 10. I'm a lot older now.
I mean, is it maybe that they just disappear over the hill and they go, yay, Switzerland? And then it's like, oh, no. And as soon as they get out of sight and the camera turns off, then they get captured by the Nazis.
The Hills Are Alive literally starts playing super loud and it just fades to black.
I'm just saying. Oh, and by the way, speaking of things like that, old person smell is apparently a real thing. There's a chemical called 2-nonanol. That's created by other chemicals in the body breaking down over time. And old people secrete that stuff, which produces actual old person smell. It's not just your grandpa. It's everybody's grandpa that smells like that. Let's get out of here, everybody. Have a great day. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan. That's C-H-E-T-B-U-C-H-A-N-A-N. Now on TikTok. And also follow us on social at 985-KLUC.
You can follow me at Heavyweight Radio on Instagram and TikTok. Be sure to check out the Unlikely Podcast. Just hit 40,000 subscribers,
let's
by the
go!
Way.
40,000!
Which is crazy. Shout out to our listeners who've been DMing me because I say this and then they go listen. So thank you. And download that free Odyssey app to listen to the Unlikely Podcast and the Chet Buchanan Show.
Congratulations, dude. Yeah. That's awesome.
And by the way, we need more Chet Buchanan Show podcast people. And I keep everybody all the time like, you guys got a podcast? Yes. But then does anybody listen to it? No, not really.
No, we do. We do. I promise you, we have a community. It can always get bigger, though.
This is what
always.
I say to you.
Yeah. Right,
good. So Adrian feels good about it. It's never enough for me. Have we not learned this already? It's never enough for me.
No. Follow me at Michaela Gordon and my K-A-L-A-H. I'll see you tonight at Fountain Blue.
If you are coming to the Aces game at T-Mobile tonight, try and say hello. I always love seeing you. Let's go, Aces. And then we'll see you back here tomorrow. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.